USAID just recently, as you said, issued a report that revised down the number of killed in the earthquake from between 200,000 and 250,000 to between 46,000 and 84,000 people. The report was, as I said, commissioned by USAID. They hired LTL Strategies, which is an international development and business consulting firm, to write a report that's actually officially titled Building Assessments and Rubble Removal in Quake-Affected Neighborhoods in Haiti. The major author of the report is an academic by the name of Timothy Schwartz, who is currently writing a book called Rape, Murder, and Voodoo on the Island of the Damned, which he claims is the title of an article on Haiti that appeared in the UK Telegraph just days after the quake in 2010. And he's already published another book called Travesty in Haiti, A True Account of Christian Missions, Orphanages, Fraud, Food Aid, and Drug Trafficking. So you have a sense that Dr. Schwartz has an eye for the sensationalist headline. He says that he personally has no intellectual interest in how many people were killed in the earthquake, whether it's 60,000 or 200,000. It's still a huge number. But as we all know, there's a history of numbers being used against black people. Obviously, when it came to the slave trade, people always want to revise that number down to say that that slavery wasn't as bad on the African continent or for African people as we might say it was. And the larger question in the context of Haiti seems to be that USAID has also been criticized for not coming through on their promises to provide housing. We've also seen the destructions of the IDP camps in Delmas and in other areas of Port-au-Prince by the mayor of Delmas using Mexican-trained paramilitaries. And at the same time, while IDP camps are being destroyed and the homeless from the earthquake are being doubly displaced, we've seen the Clinton Bush Haiti Fund pump in money to fund the lovely Oasis Haiti in, I think, the neighborhood of Pétionville, which is a luxury boutique hotel that's going to be housing Haiti's elite as well as aid workers. Beneath all of that, what I think we can see is that at the end of the day, there is no comprehensive plan on the part of either the Haitian government or the international community for Haitian reconstruction or provision of housing and basic services for the displaced in Port-au-Prince and other places.